you.
And thank Joan always for all she does for poetry, and thank me for all he does for poetry. The first poem I'm going to read is a sad poem about Bobby Bass. Her formal poetry name was Marilyn Bass. She died in November, and I maintain the Scoreville website, so there's this kind of geeking out thing in this because there's a little bit of HTML code embedded in the poem. So if you pay close attention, you'll be able to edit websites. Commenting Bobby out. End of December, trying to light a new year from a burnt out stub. Updating a website for the club. I efface you again and again, but don't erase you. I let myself become a machine typing. Less than, bang, hyphen, hyphen. Sliding past her name and then hyphen, hyphen, greater than. Repeat, repeat. I comment you out, I don't delete. Another year without the rapture. You won't appear to the casual browser. But if you elude capture, sashay past the iron gate or the pearly one for a quick resurrection, I'll restore you in seconds. This is one of Rosalind's favorite themes, which I didn't write to the prompt, and it's a broken sonnet, which so many of my poems are. Gratitude. Why not thank God for gravity, in which we move and have our being, as fish swim, drink, taste the sea, their fins like prayer flags fluttering? Why wish for flight? Each step a fall forward, we trust as gannets trust the air, launching from bluffs in our mothering planet's pull. And why not wonder at number and all the natural laws? Because, being fallen, we pause to feel the heart's chamber's pulse, only when its meter fibrillates, fails. So I write two kinds of poems, long and short. This one's a bit longer. Or by lightning on the golf course. Raking the first leaves, big brown pieces of torn open wrapping, I wish the oak would drop all its leaves at once, get it over with. Grumpy because my ankle hurts from a fall and I think there's permanent damage. Last month, my friend drew in the air a diagram of decline. Something, say cancer, happens, a vertical drop. You recover, he drew a plateau, but you don't get back to the status quo. Next time, another drop, another level, and his finger described steps descending to that package still partly wrapped, the empty box. Years of hurt. When to let go. Some trees drop acorns, rain buckeyes, leaves, branches, shed bark, show fungus at the toe, die back from the top. Some go over intact, root ball in the air, corona who knows where, bring down wires, crash on a roof. Steps like the ones in Carpentra under the old synagogue. Descending into water, water so still, I almost stepped in. Bryce, that was your word. This is a kind of philosophical one. David Benatar in The Human Predicament wrote, chronic pain is rampant, but there's no such thing as chronic pleasure. So this is predicament. Seized in its lion paws, swallowed, you'd faint from its jasmine breath, but it shakes you awake. Then the colors. You're a tuning fork, set to every pitch. Can't think of anything else. Can't think. It would leave you gasping if it would leave you. Try to distract it so you can sit up, take a little nourishment, sleep. It roars back, savage joy. Can you remember a time before you were invaded, enveloped? Remember the daily dark, dull, when sidewalk puddles didn't bloom with prismatic rings? Remember routines of dress before your skin stirred with slippage and lacings? Before the clinking of silverware became cosmic music? Those days will come again, a cure. And I think this will be the last one I read. You don't have to know who Steve Nolan is, but I'll tell you afterwards if you want to know. Steve Nolan says, it's the love life, the love life, the love life. David Brooks claims that the great loneliness began with smartphones, but I blame dishwashers because after big dinners, the ants would gather to scrape, wash, dry, and put away leftovers. And even on school nights, the youngest girl dried while an older washed. And there was quarreling, yes, the opposite of loneliness. In those days, men drove, and when there were four in the car, the two women sat in the back. And what I'm saying is, men and women didn't expect so much of each other. Not like now, when a soldier sits on a toilet for 4 hours with the business end of his rifle in his mouth, because his woman isn't his after all, until another man persuades him there are other fish in the sea and gently takes the weapon away. Thank you.